The number one question we can ask ourselves. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it on this Motivation Monday. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I am your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. If you are new to the show, this is a program where we talk about buy and hold real estate. And there's so much that goes into buying properties as rental properties for monthly cash flow. There's a mindset involved in that entire process. It's not just about the money. It's not just about the rental property. It's all part of an entire matrix that helps us become successful as entrepreneurs. Because after all, you're starting your own business. You're opening an LLC. You're getting the tax benefits of owning rental real estate. And you're building financial intelligence. And that's what this podcast is all about. So happy new year to all of you. This is the first episode on a Monday of the new year of 2020. Welcome in. I am so excited. I hope you guys had an amazing holiday season, got some downtime, got to spend some time with the family. I spent a lot of time with the family. We did a lot of skiing in the Pennsylvania mountains up on the New York border and just got to spend a lot of time with the family reading tons of books and just resetting. Such a great rejuvenating time. And one of the books that I read this holiday season is a book by David Goggins called You Can't Hurt Me. I'm telling you what, this is one of the most eye-opening books I have ever read. He wraps up the book with an important question, and it's the way I started off today's episode by saying this point, the number one question that we can ask ourselves. And boy, let me tell you what, I've read this book and this question just stayed with me. It kind of haunted me. And it stays with me still. And I hope that this is a question that I will ask for the rest of my life. And that question is, what if? What if? Now, when I finished reading his book, the stuff that this guy goes through as a Navy SEAL. I mean, the guy had a hole in his heart for crying out loud. He went through 3 hell weeks to become a Navy SEAL. Then that wasn't good enough. He decided also after he became a Navy SEAL, you know what? I'm going to become an Army Ranger also and pass Army Ranger training. And then I'm going to run ultra marathons, running 100 miles through Death Valley. And one of the things we realize is that most of us operate really only at about 20 to 30% of our true potential. If you are honest with yourself, and I want to do whole other episodes about this because I really believe this, most of us listening right now, even me on this microphone, are really only operating at about 20 to 30% of our true potential. That's really about it. It's kind of sad, isn't it? I mean, if you're honest with yourself, you're driving right now to work, you're listening, you're out on a jog, really 20 to 30%, maybe 40% if you're lucky. But think about it. It showed me really how soft I am, how soft we all are. So he closes the book out, and the book is so important. I would recommend I'll have a link in the show notes for you to check it out. It's such a important book. It's such an eye-opening book. Might rub you the wrong way in all the right ways, if you know what I mean. But he closes the book with that important question, what if? And the question really is for anyone that's facing a challenge. Think about this, right? What if I don't visit that dying relative? Maybe, you know what, you didn't have a good relationship with that relative for the last 20 years. Now that person's dying. It's in your family. What if you don't visit that dying relative? What if I wait until the perfect time to quit my job? I was recently talking to a member of the, I think it's the Chicago Police Department, and he wants to leave his job. If you're listening, you know who you are. We've been going back and forth on Instagram. He has about 6 years left to get his pension. He has a number of rental properties right now, and he just wants to, it's dangerous. Chicago is one of the most violent cities in the world, right? He wants to leave his job, right? So what if I wait until the perfect time to leave my job? It's a perfect question for you, right? What if I stay in this failed business partnership for a few more years? What if? What if? What if I can't support my family? You know, like, what if I quit my job now? I can't support my family. What if? So this idea of this what if is to shine a light in the darkest spot in your mind by asking this revealing question. And it really helps cut through the garbage. It puts a spotlight on your excuses. The what if questions require an enormous amount of honesty, don't they? And fearlessness in the face of that ever-present doubting voice that never shuts up, constantly going to be telling you that you're not good enough, that you can't do it. So what I would like to do is challenge you. I want you to set a 30-day goal for yourself. It's the month of January. We just kicked off the new year. And I want you to create, eliminate, and dominate something in your life by asking the what if question of those three areas. What do you want to create? So it's three parts. I really want you to do this. What do you want to create in your life? What if I don't write that book I've been dreaming of writing for 2 years? I'm working on a new book right now. What if I don't do it? What if I'm just too lazy? What if I don't do it? What if I don't open that craft brewery that I've been dreaming of? That's not me, but, you know, what if that's you? What if you don't leave that 9-to-5 job to create that thing that you've wanted to create? What if you have this dream about this website, this blog, something? It's been just, you know it. You know what I'm talking about. You go to bed every night thinking about it. You might not have even shared it with your spouse. It's just a little passion project that just nudges you all the time. You know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So ask yourself that question. What if you don't create it? 20 years from now, will you be happy that you didn't do that? Or you'll be proud that you took action, tried it, gave it a shot to see what it looks like? So what if? Write that down. What if? Then it really takes courage to shine something into your life when you look with that flashlight about something you want to eliminate in your life. So that's the second one. Create, eliminate. What do you want to eliminate in your life? You know, last year, the past few years, I had a few toxic relationships in my life. These were quote-unquote friends who were more like energy vampires than they were true friends. What if I didn't eliminate them from my life? They'd continue to use me in all the wrong ways. I had a friend for years that just used me. Used me. Until I eliminated that from my life. Eliminated it. Gone. Now that person can't use me anymore. So there's something in your life I'm sure you want to eliminate. Maybe it's some kind of toxic relationship. Maybe it's a substance abuse. Maybe you're tired of smoking, drinking, overeating, indulging, staying up too late, not getting enough sleep. One thing I would like to eliminate in my life is disorganization, and I'd actually like to get some more sleep. I'd like to eliminate a lack of sleep. Now, part of that is having a 3-year-old who likes to wake me up super, super early, but you know what that means? Guess what? Clayton, get to bed a little earlier, because if you know that 3-year-old's going to come in, wake you up early, right? That's on me. Eliminate lack of sleep. What do you want to eliminate? What if? And what if you don't? What if you continue to overeat? So ask that what if question. And then finally, it's time to showboat a little bit, okay? There's something that you're already doing well. We're all doing something well. All of us have a skill set. All of us are good at something. What can you dominate? What if you give, 50%? What if you give only 50% to improving it? So what if you spend an extra 2 hours a day toward dominating that skill that you've crafted for 15 years? Maybe you're listening right now and you like to fix motorcycles. You like to fix cars. You do it on the side. You know you're good at it. You know you're better than anyone in your neighborhood at fixing motorcycles. What if you devoted an extra 2 hours a day to dominating that skill set? What if you launched a YouTube channel that taught other people how to fix motorcycles? What if you wrote an ebook about how to fix motor? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You start to dominate something that you know you're good at. I remember my neighbor growing up, his father was, he had gone to Yale, and he was a master windsurfer. On the weekends, he'd have his sails out in the front yard, fixing them, dyeing them, drying them. He had all these old cars in his garage and he would fix, and I was blown away by this guy. No one else in the neighborhood had this skill set. What if he spent an extra few hours in that arena dominating that skill set? What if he took it to the next level, right? There's something you're doing right now that you could dominate. I want you to look at all of that. So what if? This is about using the power of this phrase to push ourselves out of this comfort zone. We are soft. Let's be honest. We are soft. No one listening to this right now is operating at 100% capacity. Unless David Goggins is listening to this right now, because I will bow down before that man. But can you harness the energy of this new year to push just a little bit further? Are you ready to create, eliminate something from your life that's not serving you and hurting you, and dominate? What can you dominate? I'll be there with you. I'm going to be, you know, asking my own set of questions and what if questions this year. I'm working on a new business right now that I'm incredibly scared about and excited about. And I've laid the groundwork for it, and I know it's going to be successful. But guess what? There's some things holding me back. And I'm making some excuses. And over the holidays, I shined a light on it. I said, no. I'm going to push through it, and I'm going to crush it. And when I put my mind to something, brother, it happens. It happens. So I want you to join me in this quest, okay? I want you to dominate your own set of these what-if questions in whatever capacity they are. And I would love to have you join me and hundreds of other people who've decided to improve themselves in our Financial Freedom Academy this year. If that sounds like something you'd like to do and improve your financial situation, I would love for you to join us too. We've got a great group of people, and we've got so many great new people who've joined us over the holidays. If you just come over to the financial, it's just financialfreedomacademy.com. It's a 9-module course plus a bonuses that takes you through how to improve your overall financial capacity. And then we've got our private group as well, and just such a great community. So I'd love to have you join us over there. That's one aspect. And I want you to join me on this journey of asking yourself this what if questions. Here we are at the very beginning of 2020. I love all of you. I thank you so much for downloading and subscribing the podcast. And I want to thank Yahoo for naming us one of the top business podcasts. Thank you, Yahoo. Thank you, Inc. Magazine. You guys are amazing. And thank you for all of you who made a change in your life this year to join us on this journey. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And we'll see you back here on Wednesday with another episode, everyone. What if?